Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle.
And we are the Baileys.
Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us. Hey guys, it's the Baileys, and we're back at you.
We are back at you guys. Yeah, welcome, man, to another episode of our podcast.
Come on.
This is actually episode 9.
That's right.
It's episode 9. Welcome, guys. How are you? This is the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into February. Oh, my word. Keep it's almost 2021.
And you know what's happening in February. It's the month of love.
Anyway.
And Black History.
Tico.
And Bob Marley's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, February is like an epic month.
It is. But before we jump into anything, introductions for those who don't know us. We are Teiko and Gabrielle Bailey.
That's right.
We're married for 5 years. We have 2 wonderful boys. We're full-time missionaries and we are living in Hawaii.
That's right.
And practically, we are just trying to stay in love while raising kids.
Come on.
Isn't that? That's kind of one of the main things happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the topic for today is allowing each other to have their outbursts
and apologize
when you do.
Yes. Apologizing when you do, because
hopefully you get to the apology section.
Oh, bless this mess. Why did you pick that as a topic this week?
I think it's good to talk about those things. It's, you know, you have good stuff and you have not so good stuff.
What
in marriage?
Did something? No, I mean, like, did something happen this week? Was there like an outburst?
I think you erupted on me and then...
When?
I was supposed to apologize.
I erupted on you and you were supposed to apologize?
Yeah.
But that is what the topic is. It's that I would have apologized.
When yeah, did you I should have apologized. You? It's as if I did.
When did I erupt on you?
When was it? Was it this week or last week?
See, you don't even know. So that means that doesn't count.
It does. Every... One coca full basket, as they would say.
All right, let's look at it this way. What sort of outbursts have we had? Hi, who's that in Radio Heaven? We're actually doing this live. Hi.
Hey, Radio Heaven.
I know. Who
How
are you?
Are you?
And you're giving a shout out right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of outbursts have we had throughout, I guess, we've been parents, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Hasn't been that long.
What kind of outbursts? well, I think we had an outburst today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was supposed to pick you up to go to the doctor with the kids.
Oh, my.
And I was late. But I wasn't trying to be late.
You weren't trying to be early.
I was trying to be very early. We were having lunch with the kids. I was having lunch with the kids. And then when you have 2 kids under the age of 2, you forget about everything.
Okay, so I didn't tell you this part, but I was there at the gate waiting. So there's a gate that you have to scan your card to get through. And I was waiting. And a guy came up and he opened the gate. And he's like, oh, do you need help? Shout out to that guy from Canada. You saved my life today. Anyway, I said to him, yes, I'm here waiting and contemplating how I'm going to punch my husband. And he's like, oh, please don't do it. I hope you forgive him. And I was like, no, he's still going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. But if the roles reverse, you would want mercy. You would want me to say, it's okay, honey, I understand.
So this does go back to
as if I just got up and say, oh, I'm going to be late today so that you can be upset.
Right. So I think this goes back to the whole thing that we're talking about, that you do have to allow each other to have their outbursts, because sometimes the story that we're telling ourselves isn't complete. And we're in our own story. We're in our own feelings.
Yeah.
And we sometimes you just have to like get that out there before you can have the time to stop and be like, okay, let me get all the pieces in. Mm. Does that make sense?
Okay, so let it out so you can rebuild or reconnect.
I think so. You know, it's not, I don't think it's something that you should just like maliciously let everything out on your spouse. That definitely isn't good for your relationship. Mm-hmm. But there's some moments where things build up and you just be like, bah! I need to get this thing out of me so we can move forward.
Okay, fine. I think, yeah, we can give some room for that. But, you know, I guess it has to be, there has to be some moderation or limits or
right.
boundaries to it. You
there
know,
has
like,
to be moderation and limits. That is so true.
You don't want to do it to the point where it destroys the relationship.
Right.
So I think you just have to be mindfully angry.
Mindfully angry. Mindfully aware. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hey, Carla.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah. But yeah, you know what? I would just definitely say that staying in love while raising kids does have its struggles, and it does have a different turn on your relationship, but you have to be willing to work through these angry areas so that you can remain friends. I think what having kids has done for us too is it's helped us to be better friends.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
last 2 years, we've become better friends.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you, which I have to say this, you didn't even say I was your BFF. I have to call you out on public about this. I asked
I don't think
his best friend was, and he paused. He didn't even know who. He didn't even say me. So I was just like, oh, it's not me.
Honey, but you don't have to be my BFF to be my BFF.
I have to be a BFF. I'm your wife. I am your BFF. I am your best friend forever. Am I not his best friend? I am his best friend.
You are, but I don't use those terminologies to describe who you are to me.
I know, but I'm just saying, yeah, I am a BFF. What we just said don't make any sense. So,
like, in fact, I don't even necessarily associate, like, the whole BFF thing is not even something that I think about.
Right, that's fine if you don't think about it. I'm just saying, with the terminology, I'm a BFF, and the next time I ask you, or the next time somebody asks you, be ready to say, yep, she's my BFF.
So what about like an old friend who was like a BFF?
They are no longer your BFFs. We know
Or
that.
Are there categories of BFF?
No, there are no
Anyways,
categories
I think we're going
BFF.
On a tangent here, guys.
We are.
Yeah.
But yeah, today we were talking about allowing each other to have their outbursts and apologizing when you do. Because it's just basically saying that things won't be so calm and easy and perfect with kids, and your love has to become fluid. It has to be full of grace. It has to be welcoming of each other when we're going through the different phases. Because the truth is, like I said, sometimes our version or our story of the day isn't complete because we're having so much happening in our space.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think the outbursts can lead to things like silent treatment, you know?
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Who is the best silent treatment among us? Or the better one?
Maybe you?
Me? You'd say me?
I don't know. Or maybe it's me.
I don't know.
Both of us do it at
times. I think both of us have our silent treatment moments. Like today we're heading to the doctor after the whole thing about the car. And he's like,
yeah.
So where am I supposed to go? Tell me where to go.
Yeah,
so
ask you a question. And you didn't even answer me. And I'm driving in the car, guys.
And
I'm literally driving.
I was in the back thinking, let's see where he goes.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn right.
But I think it does lead to silent treatment.
Yeah. Like impulsive silent treatment.
It does. And how do you come out of that? How do you pull yourself out of that space?
Well, I think for me, when I realize you're getting to that place, I just ask for forgiveness, mm-hmm. and I apologize.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I did learn from Grandma,
mm-hmm.
when we were there visiting her in Canada.
Yeah.
She was just saying that you do have to allow humor to rebuild friendship. Because, you know, she was just talking about different things that she would do or different things that she would say. And then, you know, there would be, or no, it wasn't necessarily her, but my grandfather would do it. And it would cause like a little rift.
Mm.
And then he'd be like, oh, but you can't hold me up or you can't have malice in your heart. And it's true. Like, you have to allow humor to play its course,
mm-hmm.
to play its role mm-hmm. then.
In rebuilding the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, being in love doesn't mean that you won't ever have tough moments.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Tyler, welcome. That's so true. And I think, as you say, sometimes we escalate the situation more than it is.
Right.
And, you know, in our heads, we just have this explosion of, like, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it's most of the times it's simpler than we make it to be.
And if we allowed the other person to understand what was happening in our world,
mm-hmm.
then they would help us. They'd help us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, it's give them space to, let me say,
regroup themselves.
No. Give them space to give the silent treatment,
mm-hmm.
but not too long.
Right.
Because I guess in the silent treatment, you're also establishing that you have deeply hurt me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing this so that you know that.
In a sense, it's communicating. Like, okay, I can't just pick up.
Yeah.
Where we left off, like nothing happened.
Exactly.
But it's true, you do have to be careful that it doesn't go beyond a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good, but not for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And as they say, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Right.
Or am I quoting that
you are.
Correctly? In that same thought, I would say learn to manage yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mature one leads out in that sort of relationship, in that sort of situation.
Right, the mature one makes the first move.
Yeah.
You're talking based on like love and respect.
Yeah.
That term. Mm.
So like manage yourself.
Yeah. And sometimes in your heart, you're like, yeah, right. I am not going to be the most mature one. This is your fault. Yeah. And my maturity says that you have to apologize first.
Yeah, manage yourself and not your partner. Because most of the times we tend to try and manage our spouse like, well, it's because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, because it's because of you, then you need to do something to make this work better.
Right.
But it's usually 50-50, like... Nothing happens on its own.
And
like you bring a piece of it and I bring a piece of it.
But you can't change the next person. So you do have to focus exactly. on yourself.
Exactly. So I would say learn to manage yourself in these kind of situations so that even if your spouse doesn't respond the way that you think he or she should,
mm-hmm.
then you take the high road.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah. And hopefully you had a good night's rest before this happened so you can't take the high road. Because then you're tired. The high road is not there.
Yeah.
It's too high.
Would you say we have anger issues?
I don't know if I would say we have anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say that at all. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have anger
issues. But we get upset with each other.
We're human beings.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hmm.
I know that one of the things we had to, in a sense, put limits to very early in our marriage was calling out the destructive things that we did when we were angry,
mm-hmm.
and saying that this was the line that you could, that this was the limit. So you, I think I probably can't say this, but when you're upset, your natural tendency is to leave.
Mm.
It's to walk out, to leave the house, to go away, mm-hmm. to do, you know, to just go.
Yeah.
And that was something that we had to talk about and to be like, okay, you need space, but this is the limit. You can't just go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know what you said about anger issues that made me think about that, but that's something that you have to be careful about as well. Like thinking about the things that we do that can potentially be destructive,
mm-hmm.
or lead to destructive patterns,
yeah.
and just call them out and say, this is the limit. This is how far they go. This is what you're trying to achieve, but this way doesn't achieve it in the right way.
Yeah, that, the first time you did that was like, what, 3 years ago? Four Maybe. Years ago? Yeah. Somewhere there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. And I think it's a healthy thing to practice, because sometimes you don't realize what negative behavior mm-hmm. traits you bring into the marriage.
Right. And
also, how it affects the other person.
I was just going to say that, because you needing space, you don't know what that means for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if in your spouse's upbringing, that was like a pattern for them.
Yeah.
So you're doing something that you're just thinking about yourself, but mm-hmm. it's communicating a completely different thing to your spouse.
Yeah, because I was just walking out because I'm like, I need some space.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, you can't just leave.
Yeah.
You know, so in that sense, I don't know what you said about anger issues, but mm-hmm. in that sense, I was like, okay, maybe we don't have anger issues, but there are
negative behavior patterns, yeah,
that you have to call out very quickly, because they could lead to different things like that.
And just giving your spouse room to do that, you might not necessarily like when they do it, but mm-hmm. having an agreement that you can do it, right. like you can do it with each other.
Right. And that happens because you understand, like I said, because you understand the need mm-hmm. behind it. Like, okay, it's just that you need space to think.
Mm-hmm.
So because you understand that and it's clear, then you can allow it. But if there's no understanding of like, I don't know why you're leaving, then
yeah.
you can't really give yeah. them space to do it. You know, what was one of the interesting things doing Love and Respect that has stuck with me is that he says somewhere in the beginning that women confront because they're trying to connect.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my word. I never knew
and
that.
Men, but when you do that, men withdraw.
But men withdraw out of loyalty or yeah. something like that.
Yeah.
They love you and they don't want to, in a sense, confront you or attack you or whatever. So out yeah, of loyalty.
Because what will happen is that you'll trigger kind of a fight mode in right, the guy.
In the guy.
Yeah.
So imagine that whole dynamic. I'm confronting you because I want to connect. You're pulling back out mm-hmm. of respect or loyalty to me.
Or maybe I'm saying not right now, honey.
Or not right now.
And in saying not right now is the guy's code word of saying, if you keep pushing me, this is gonna
right.
break out into a fight or something
right.
that you can't handle.
But this is why it's so important, and I'm making a segue here into mm-hmm. a huge call to action. This is why it's important to understand the intentions or some of the meaning behind actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually going to be going through the Love and Respect course.
Yeah.
In, I think it's October or November, something in this month,
yeah.
in this year. And if you want to do that with us, then you can do it with us. Mm-hmm. Join our private Facebook group. And when we get to that month, you'll get to walk through that entire course with us. And you'll be able to learn these things.
Trust me, there were so many things just in our relationship that we didn't really understand the basis of why we were doing what we were doing. Like, it's actually a makeup. Men are really made a certain way and women are really made a certain way. And if you don't really understand some of the fundamentals of the way how we operate as men and women, then the conflicts, the disagreements, the fights, the crazy cycle, it just continues and you keep asking yourself, why are we always at this place?
Exactly.
But because, there are rules, like there are fundamental, how should I say, rules?
Yeah.
Or guidelines.
That's what I was just going to say. When you understand the emotion and the thing behind the action,
yeah,
then you can get to it. So because I learned that when I'm in a mood to confront, I can immediately catch myself now and be like, oh, I'm not necessarily trying to confront, I'm trying to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it's a lot more work to get vulnerable, to say, when you're in a vulnerable state already, to say, oh, I actually want to connect. To confront sounds self-righteous.
Yeah.
It sounds like I should be able to confront you. You should be able to handle it. But the truth is, I don't really want confrontation. I want connection. And so understanding the intention behind something helps you to communicate that.
So true.
And when you're mature enough to get past the confrontation to the connection, just for an example, it helps to build your relationship a lot quicker.
It does.
You know? So again, if you want to understand something like this, join the group.
I mean, it really is just relationship 101. And sometimes we underestimate the value in learning and understanding these things. And somehow we expect it to come naturally. So people don't really invest much time and energy in learning about these things, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, Tico. And that's something I'm really learning this year or last year, especially when we were getting the LoveWorks project underway and everything. I recognized that a lot of things happening in relationships really stem from things that we think should come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And we just expect them to happen naturally.
So true.
But we don't think that we have to put the work in to cultivate some of these good habits.
Yep.
And you do. Have to put the work in.
I mean, think of like any profession. Like if you wanted to go in banking, or if you wanted to become a doctor, or if you wanted to become a lawyer or a policeman or whatever, and you just think you can just get up and, oh, I'm a policeman.
Right.
You know, or, oh, I'm a banker. Like, no, you had to go to school. You had to learn. You had to understand, you know, principles and different things that goes with that profession. I think marriage and relationships should be looked at in the same way.
That you have to do some sort of work. You aren't going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you do have to put the work in for.
And I think, you know, one of the things that comes to mind why we underestimate the work that has to be put into it is because, you know, relationships, in a sense, you expect it to
be easy.
No, to be learned from the society that you're in, like from your family, from your community.
That makes sense.
You know, the world is meant to be like a place, a relational place. And so you kind of think, okay, you'll just naturally learn it. Versus when you're going to say, oh, I'm going to study physics. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to study relationships. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to study how to be married.
Right.
And but we have so many negative examples of what the right thing should be or the right thing should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why we're having these challenges, because we just assume we learn it from our parents or our friends or the people around us, and they don't really know what it's supposed to be like.
And I think too that I just want to say that learning about relationships doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be perfect.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
But what you learn, you learn about the little things that can become big things, and they don't deserve to be big things.
So true.
You learn about those, you know, minor details that, like, yeah, they can become big details, but they don't deserve to be that. And I think that's what's causing a lot of us to trip up in our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Things that really just require a level of maturity to learn about and be like, this isn't a big deal. I don't need to make this a big deal. You don't need to make this a big deal, because it really isn't a big deal.
Yeah, pretty much just looking past the issue, yeah. You know. We don't always have to blow it up, so to speak.
So, yeah,
I guess. It doesn't mean that you need to put up with whatever abuse or,
mm-hmm.
you know, is going on. Whatever right. the situation is, it might not be abuse, but whatever is going on, whatever disrespect, whatever lack of love is going on.
Right.
But you can look past the issue
mm-hmm.
and not always, like, allow it to escalate into something big when it's really not
a big deal.
Yeah
And that basically comes back to what we were talking about. We took a whole segue, but it comes right back to it, really, in terms of allowing each other to have their outbursts.
So true.
And then apologize when you do have that outburst.
Yes.
Yeah.
So guys, if you're out there and this is an area that you're dealing with, hopefully we've helped you to look at it from a different perspective.
Yep. Don't let this ruin your love.
Remember to check out our website at www.wearethebaileys.org
mm-hmm.
and tell a friend. Sign up to the Instagram, sign up to the Facebook page, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And leave a review of this podcast, please.
Yes.
Leave a review on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts, and give us a 5-star rating. Please be generous. Give us a 5-star rating.
Hey guys, we are looking for persons who have media and social media skills.
Yeah, if you want to intern with the Baileys, send us
a message if you want to intern.
Account, and we will get in touch with you.
Yep. If you have skills in social media or communications or any area in the media field, give us a shout. We'd love to talk with you.
Yes. And yeah, we'd love to talk with you. We'd love to have you a part of our team.
See you next time.
See you next time, guys.